Okay, so awesome. Okay, so I am super excited today. I'm always excited, right? But today I do have an amazing lady who she is a walking example of persistence, consistency, never give up. They have a lot of you have like everything against you. And she didn't hear like the excuses. She didn't hear the non-sayers. She didn't hear the no's. She's actually able to go ahead and take the life by horns, as they say, right? Guys, be prepared to hear me cry because every time that I get to talk with this lady and hear about her story and it's just like it truly moved me on my insides and all that because I see when you said like I can do this and she actually made it happen. I do have a huge honor for me to be able to have her here today, and it's just like beyond words how I grateful I am for her existence. When I met this lady, for me it was just like OMG, she's a woman, she's making it happen. She's do all the stuff, and I was able to have the relationship with her, be related with her story, because I mean like she's Hispanic, she made it to the top, and she's training and all that. She was one of the first speakers that I hear that they were training in Spanish. I don't know if you guys already know this, but when I started doing Ambit, I knew Ambit from A to Z. I was able to do Ambit all over the place and all that, but everything was in English. I did not know anyone who had the leadership and actually be able to speak that in Spanish. So when I met a huge group of people in Texas that they were already making happen, that's when actually I said that to me, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can do this. I can be able to be there, I can be able to go to the top because other people like me are doing it. And when I met her, it was like, it's over. I can do this. And I wish that she can be able to be my aunt, but she's not. We share the same last name. But furthermore, I can be able to be like all night talking about Carmen Flores, but it's not for me to say the story. It's for us to be able to hear it. By the way, guys, it's gonna be this call. It's gonna be with translation. She's gonna be talking, and I'm gonna be translating what she said. So remember that it takes a little bit longer than in this case, but here we are. Carmen Flores, you there? Carmen?
Claro que sí, aquí estoy. Thank you so much, Lupita.
Oh, you're welcome. Muchísimas gracias por estar aquí. De veras, no sabes el honor tan grande que siento que estés con nosotros. Y tú sabes mi admiración y mi respeto y todo hacia ti. La verdad, no sabes cuánto aprecio que estés esta noche con nosotros.
Muchísimas gracias, Lupita. Principalmente agradezco la invitación que me has hecho. Sabes que también tengo mucho cariño y admiración por ti. Y también por el gran equipo de líderes que está trabajando unidos en conferencias y otros compromisos también. Muchísimas gracias por invitarme, Lupita.
Oh, thank you so much. So she said that she is so honored to be in this call, that she is also admire Lupita Flores because she is doing a lot of stuff and be able to get together with all the leaders so in that way we can be able to make things happen and all that. So let's start with a question. She was asking me for questions, but I don't know if you guys ever been in my interviews, but I don't give questions because I want them to actually answer from the heart. And you know, when you do it from the heart, nothing is wrong, right? So that's why I do that way. So first of all, before we start with the questions, Carmen, can you please share with us what are how is that you start? Who is Carmen Flores before in your beginnings with Ambit? Antes de empezar, quiero ¿cómo se llama? Dejar de saber a la gente que muchas de las veces no doy las preguntas precisamente porque quiero que lo digan desde el corazón y cuando lo dices desde el corazón, desde tus adentros, nada puede salir mal. Entonces, por eso es de que no lo hago así. Y pues antes de otra cosa, de empezar con las preguntas, ¿me podrías compartir un poquito de ¿Quién es Carmen Flores? ¿Cómo empezó Carmen Flores en Ambit y quién era antes de?
Muchísimas gracias, Lupita. Primeramente, antes de decir quién es Carmen Flores, antes y después, pues lo que vaya a hablar en esta noche, quisiera que llegara también al corazón de cada una de las personas y los oyentes que están en esta conferencia tan importante a nivel internacional, y que lo que aporten esta noche pueda hacer una gran diferencia en la vida de ustedes.
So the first thing that I want to be able to do before I can be able to continue in this is be able to add value into everybody's life, so in that way they can be able to be having a good thing about this. And also, like this conference, I know that it's not only a national, it's actually international, so I hope that we can be able to do this. Perfecto, entonces empecemos.
Sí, posiblemente pocos me conocen porque las personas que realmente han hecho una mella, un toque especial, han sido por reconocimientos de parte de la compañía, promociones, galardones. Y cuando yo inicié, pues realmente no había ninguno de esos reconocimientos. Yo tengo 15 años en la empresa, fue una de las primeras iniciadoras. Y fui ingresada por un gran amigo que todos queremos, amamos y apreciamos por su gran liderazgo, consultor nacional Rigoberto Yepes. Así fue como fui invitada yo a esta hermosa empresa. Pero antes, Lupita, pues yo tuve una carrera en México. Llegué a este país muy joven, aquí a Estados Unidos. Dejé mi familia, mi madre, mis hermanos. Y una de las razones por las cuales yo vine a este país fue para ayudar a mi padre cuando yo nací. Pues realmente mi padre tuvo un accidente y quedó parapléjico toda su vida, y esa era una de las razones principales por las cuales yo quería hacer algo diferente y venir a este país sin conocer a nadie. Una jovencita que llegó a la central de autobuses a espera de un tío que hasta la fecha nunca nos recogió, nunca nos reconoció, y pues emprendimos. Alguien tuvo misericordia de mi hermana y de mí y nos acogieron en la central de autobuses aquí en Houston, los cuales dieron un techo y comida. Pero para eso, Lupita, en México yo tuve una carrera de educadora. Empecé a trabajar desde los 14 años de edad. Terminé la carrera de maestra y después ejercí como farmacéutica por 7 o 8 años. Y pues la economía de México pues no nos permitía realmente alcanzar nuestras metas, ya que el magisterio, el trabajar como maestra educadora, pues nos deja atribuciones y recompensas muy grandes. Es uno de los magisterios más hermosos, poder servir a los niños en comunidades rurales, comunidades muy pobres en las cuales yo empecé a trabajar. Para eso, cuando terminé mi carrera, yo pasé 2 años sin trabajo porque la carrera de maestro es muy difícil conseguirla ya. Y fui enviada a una de las comunidades rurales del estado de Morelos. Pues al venir aquí, Lupita, pues conocí el Evangelio, conocí la Iglesia Adventista, y empecé a trabajar como misionera por más de 20 años. Entre eso, pues, también trabajé 10 años en limpieza de casas. En resumen, yo realizaba 5 actividades como agente de ventas, Mary Kay, Melaleuca, Noni, y aparte trabajaba en flea markets y aparte limpieza de casas. Un total de 75 horas de trabajo. Entre eso, pues, formé un hogar hace muchos años cuando llegué a este país. Soy muy bendecida al tener un hijo hermoso de 30 años, una nuera, un nieto. Pero cuando yo estaba emprendiendo lo de limpieza de casas, pues en las misiones trabajamos Rigoberto y yo juntos para una de las compañías muy reconocidas a nivel mundial aquí en Estados Unidos, que es una casa publicadora en Washington. Y Rigo era mi director de publicaciones. Entonces dejamos de vernos por muchos años, tenemos ya 30 años de amistad. Y él estaba radicando en McAllen, se fue de aquí de Houston, me llama y me dice: Carmen, llegó una oportunidad muy grande a mi vida y quiero compartírtela. Yo fui muy renuente, tardé 40 días para aceptar la invitación de Rigo. ¿Por qué? Porque aparte de eso ya pasaba un divorcio, me volví a casar y llegué a otro divorcio, y mi economía, mi salud física fue la que empezó a deteriorarse porque fui muy deportista, me lesioné mis rodillas. En resumen, Lupita, ahorita he tenido aproximadamente yo creo 4 o 5 cirugías, aparte de las rodillas, otros problemas también de salud que me afectaron por cuestiones personales. Pero cuando Rigo llega a mi vida, pues fue un ángel realmente que Dios me envió. Aportó algo muy importante, esos 30 minutos que me permitió cambiar el transcurso de mi vida después de estar en limpieza de casas y agente de ventas, pues yo no tenía tiempo para hacer algo extra. Así que siempre vi la trayectoria de Rigo, siempre vi el entusiasmo, la manera como Rigo llega a las personas al corazón sin convertirse en un reclutador, sino un patrocinador de personas, que con su corazón ha alcanzado a cientos y cientos y cientos y miles de consultores y clientes. Cuando yo me inicio no tenía la experiencia en redes y mercadeo, pero él tuvo el tiempo y el cariño de poder de viajar desde McAllen a Houston 2 días a la semana, a pesar de que él también trabajaba, me dedicaba dos días a la semana, y eso marcó la diferencia. Cuando yo le hice caso a Rigo, pues a los 2 años y medio automáticamente yo dejé todos mis trabajos. El ingreso residual me permitió retirarme de todo lo que yo estaba haciendo. Esas 75 horas se convirtieron en 5 horas, Lupita. Entre eso, pues la bendición de viajar. Rigo me decía, Carmen, vas a viajar, vas a comprar la casa de tus sueños. Yo vivía en una casita móvil, gracias a Dios, muy bendecida. Es una de las propiedades que ahorita ya tengo rentando y hay otros planes también. Y gracias a mí, pues, pude demostrarle a mi hijo, ¿verdad?, que todo mi sacrificio, todo mi esfuerzo se llevó a cabo por todo lo que trabajaba físicamente. Y gracias a eso vivo ahora muy bien. Lo que te puedo decir en esta noche a las personas que me están escuchando, si esas 5 cirugías se hubiesen llevado cuando yo limpiaba casas, yo creo que no hubiera alcanzado ni mis metas ni poder pagar hospitales particulares en México. Recién ahorita, hace 4 meses tuve la segunda cirugía de reemplazo completo de la rodilla, y quiero decirles que durante todos esos años que yo he tenido cirugías, Dios no me ha desamparado. AMBI ha sido muy generoso. AMBI me ha dado todo aquello que posiblemente no pude darle a mi padre, pero la recompensa de ayudar a mi familia en México, ayudar a niños aquí como misionera también en mi iglesia, aportar más de lo que Dios me ha dado. Y entre eso, pues, la bendición de que ahora, en estos 4, llevo casi 5 meses sin hacer AMBI, lo hago aquí desde mi casa por el impedimento de mi rodilla, pero en todo este tiempo, AMBI me ha provisto para pagar mi mortgage, para pagar mis utilidades, pagar mi auto, porque ya tenía un auto, incluso también había tenido un accidente hace 7 meses automovilístico. Y son muchas cosas que yo les puedo decir ahorita, o personas que posiblemente dicen, bueno, vamos a escuchar otra vez esta conferencia, ¿qué es lo que vamos a aprender? Solamente quiero decirte en tu corazón, en tu alma, en lo más profundo de tu corazón, que no dejes este proyecto. 30 minutos, una hora que tú le dediques, vas a poder disfrutar y vivir los resultados que ahora yo tengo. Pues ahora estoy aquí en casa, trabajo una hora, gracias a Dios, pues entregué 6,000 publicidades antes de irme a mi cirugía, y no hay un día que un cliente no me llame, no hay un día que yo pueda aportar a mis consultores a través del teléfono, poderlos motivar, ayudarles a hacer sus flyers. De una y otra manera, yo pienso que si yo hubiese realizado otras actividades, Lupita, no hubiese logrado lo que ahora tengo. Gracias a Dios y principalmente a esas personas que se tomó el tiempo, Rigoberto Yepes, para llamarme y hacerme esta gran invitación que cambió el rumbo de mi vida, Lupita. Oh, eso es lo que yo era antes y lo que soy ahora.
Perfecto, es súper, 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 súper impactante tu historia. Déjame traducir y regreso contigo. So, let me just explain what you just said. So, probably for a lot of people doesn't know me. Before, when I started, AMBIT wasn't having any type of recognition and, like all these things that they've been going on, and that's how like a lot of people, they get to be known. I've been with AMBIT more than 15 years. Actually, I was invited by Rigoberto Yepes. I was having a lot of things over the years, and I was able to do a lot of stuff in Mexico. I have a career, and actually, I started working really, really young at the age of 14 because my dad had he wasn't able to move. He ended up having a paraplexic issue, and I decided to come here to the United States. We came here because of an uncle that he, until this day,
this angle has never been. We came, me and my sister, we were here in the bus station. We didn't find nobody, and there was people that they were able to see us and be able to provide a house and food. We were in Houston, and we ended up starting with nothing, with no resources, with no help, with nothing, literally. When I was in Mexico, I was a teacher, and I was as well working in the pharmacies, and I was doing that for about 8 years. But for a teacher, I get that. But it was really hard for me because I was 2 years without a job at all. I didn't have way for me to be able to do to actually be a teacher. Because in Mexico, it's really hard. You need to be able to get a lot of stuff so in that way you can be able to teach. But for the time that I was able to do it, they sent me to areas that there was, like, a lot of poverty, like, literally, like, it was to the low. So in that way, I was able to be there and actually work with kids. And as well, I've been doing being a missionary. And I was able to do it for more than 20 years until this time. I was also doing Mary Kay, doing other things that I'm not doing no more. And I was having my own business, as a cleaning services. I was working more than 75 hours at the time. I was also working in a publicity house that I was doing that for a lot of time. And that was the way that I was able to meet Rigoberto Yepes. We have now 10 years of friendship, and thanks to that, I was able to do a lot of stuff. He was living in McAllen at the time when he called me, so in that way, he can be able to share about the opportunity that Ambit was coming to his life. At that time, I was already going through 2 divorces. My economic situation was really hard. Now I do have my son with 30 years now, 30 years old. I have a granddaughter. He's married. The things have been changing a lot. But back in the day, I was, like, having a lot of things that I was suffering. And you know, like, I consider Rigo as my angel. Because the fact that he was able to do only 30 minutes and be able to give me that time for me to be able to change the course of my life, it was really powerful. It took me a minute because I did say yes until, like, 40 days later. But it was because, I mean, I was having a lot of stuff. I used to do a lot of sports, a lot of things. And until this day, I have already 5 surgeries. And believe me, I do know that there are, like, so many things that life can be able to put in front, and you can be able to react differently. But one of the things that I like is that Rigo was able to just become my sponsor and not my recruiter, because he was actually doing the things by the heart. The way that he showed things, that how this can be able to impact my life and all that, and be able to get into a better situation, it was really powerful for me. I do see that they do have, like, a lot of stuff that we need to do, right? But one of the things that is that I was able to leave all my jobs, everything, in 2 years in Ambit. 2 years after I start, I was able to leave everything behind. And what it was like 75 hours a week, it becomes only 5 hours. So in that way, I can be able to do what I truly, it truly matters now. He told me that I need to travel more. He told me that I was going to do a lot of stuff, that I was able to get my car, that I was able to get a better house. Now that back in the day, I was living in a trailer home, and one of the things that I love the most is that I was able to show my son that you can be able to live better, that show my son that you can be able to get into a better situation. You know, I've been having, like, all these surgeries, as I mentioned before, but with all these 5 surgeries, I will not be able to imagine how I can be able to pay everything that, and also to support myself with everything that I was doing before. now, like, I can be able to say that I can pay a private hospital down there in Mexico because I have the funds and I can be able to take care of myself. I can be able to do a lot of stuff because Ambity have given me everything. I can be able to help as well some organizations so they can be able to support kids that they are, like, in extreme poverty. And right now, like, this year, it's been, like, more than 5 months without working, well, for it, what we call it, work, in Ambit. And still I can be able to pay everything. I can pay, like, all my bills. I can be able to pay, like, mortgage. I can be able to pay my car payment. I can literally everything. So one of the things that I want to tell you guys is, like, please do not leave this project. Do not leave this magnificent opportunity, which is Ambit. I did invest more than a few hours a day. So in that way, I can be able to develop this business. Before my last surgery, which was 5 months ago, I was able to send or give or you know, like, put away about 6,000 publicity or flyers or whatever you want to call it. So in that way, I can be able to have my business going. I've been home, I've been in bed and all that, but still I can be able to help my community. I'm still able to help my customers. I can still be able to help my consultants and all that. And that's one of the things that you guys can be able to understand is that if this can be able to do for me, just imagine if you put the heart, the love, what can be able to do for you. I know, guys, that is, I'm back, okay? So I know it takes a little bit, and I truly appreciate your patience and all that. And let's just hear a little bit more from Carmen. So in that way, you guys can be able to know what Ambit can be able to do with more and more people. And I want you guys to be able to have this experience because these stories have not been able to be here to everybody because the lack of language. So that's why I want you guys to be able to hear and be able to get that. And I know it's a long call. That's why I really appreciate you guys to be with me and be with Carmen, so in that way you guys can be able to truly see that it's even more. And that's why I'm still here, and that's why I'm still doing Ambit, and that's why I'm still have my heart, my soul, everything attached. All my dreams and all my goals are attached to Ambit. And if it's because I see this, I can be able to be in the two worlds, right? I can be able to see that a hardworking lady can be able to have all these things take care because of what she started 15 years ago. So, perfect. So, vamos a continuar. Ya estoy de regreso. Yo sé que tarda un poquito a veces porque de repente, pues, la traducción y lo demás y eso. Pero precisamente por eso quiero que ustedes lo escuchen. ¿Por qué? Porque estamos en una posición de que estamos en los dos mundos, ¿no? Y a veces no conocemos estas historias precisamente por la falta de comunicación y la falta de lo del lenguaje. Entonces, yo por eso traigo a estos oradores precisamente para que escuchen el por qué razón yo todavía tengo todos mis sueños, mis metas, absolutamente todo aquí agarrados, aferrados, abrazando a Ambit, precisamente porque yo conozco, he visto, sé que por lo que alguien inició hace 15 años puedan seguir cuidando y haciendo y todo lo demás. Y precisamente por esto aquí. Bueno, continuemos. Muchísimas gracias, Carmen. So, sí. Otra de las preguntas, una de las preguntas que yo tengo para ti, antes que otra cosa, ¿qué significa para ti nunca sacrifiques integridad por crecimiento? One of the things that I want to know for Carmen, what it means never sacrifice integrity for growth.
Bueno, yo pienso que es uno de los grandes lemas que de nuestros primeros fundadores, ¿verdad?, como Jerry Thompson Jr., Rich Ambles, y que ese lema ha quedado como una mella en nuestros corazones. Para mí significa mucho, Lupita. Significa el trabajar con integridad, significa el poder transmitir con nuestro ejemplo a todos aquellos consultores que, por la gracia de Dios, para este año que viene voy a cerrar cerca de 14,000 consultores ejecutivos y nacionales que están en mi equipo. Entonces, yo creo que el número que nosotros tenemos en nuestro PowerZone, la cantidad de socios y de clientes, no ha sido por casualidad. Está basado en nuestra integridad, en nuestra claridad con las personas, no solamente con los clientes y los consultores, sino que llevar a cabo aquellos pasos, aquel legado de todas aquellas personas que formaron esta gran empresa y de la cual nos ha dado mucho, Lupita. Trabajar, no sacrificar integridad con el crecimiento, es hacer las cosas claras, llevar las normas, llevar las pólizas, llevar las pautas y hacer todo lo correcto, que no solamente Dios nos lo ha dado, sino que Dios nos puso en nuestras manos una empresa que realmente merece todo nuestro respeto. Y el mismo respeto es para todos nuestros consultores y que enseñemos también lo mismo a ellos, Lupita. Eso es trabajar con integridad.
Muy cierto, muy, muy cierto, la verdad. Sí, déjame traducirles. Okay, one of the things that I see in this is that we actually leave a print in their hearts and also in our hearts. The fact that Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson, they started this beautiful business, it was so in that way we can be able to transmit love, be able to share the love to them and to everybody and as well for all. And the reason that I do have more than 14,000 consultants, and those are included ECs and NCs. This is not a casualty. We have the customers, we have the consultants, we do have like all these numbers in the PowerZone. But one of the things that we need to be able to get is that when you get to the point that you do the things with love, it's because you're doing it like clear. Everything is clear, everything is correct. And not only the fact that you need to do the things correctly into God, but also the fact that you deserve respect and they do respect as well. Because in that way, like everything is there. You don't have to hide nothing. You don't have to lie about anything. So that's one of the things that we need to understand into this. And that's the truth, Carmen. Es muy cierto, porque hay veces que a nosotros se nos olvida que nosotros merecemos respeto como todos los demás. Y a veces es muy difícil entender que cuando haces las cosas con amor, todo pasa, todo está bien. Y cuando se te olvida eso, ahí es el problema. Se nos olvida que hay que hacer las cosas desde el corazón y hacer las cosas bien. Cierto. One of the things that I said to Carmen is that it's true because sometimes like we do forget about the things that we need to do it with love and we need to do it with respect because we want other people to respect us and vice versa. We need to be able to do the same thing. So in that way we can be able to know that we're doing the right thing. Y una de las cosas que me gustaría también saber es ¿cuál ha sido tu mayor obstáculo? One of the things that I want to learn about Carmen is to know what has been her biggest obstacle, el más difícil.
Cuando llegué, el más difícil. Claro que sí, Lupita. Aquí en Houston fui la primera ejecutiva de toda la red de Rigoberto Yepes. Y recuerdo que un consultor me dijo, Carmen, ¿cuál ha sido lo más difícil para ti? Y yo lo llamo obstáculo, pero no difícil. Uno de los obstáculos muy difíciles, y mejor dicho, fáciles, porque cuando tratas con gente, pues todas las cosas son fáciles y fluyen. Es trabajar con gente difícil. Pero esa misma gente difícil, Lupita, es la que ha traído muchas bendiciones a todos los que nos hemos promovido y a todos los que hemos alcanzado nuestra meta y nuestra libertad financiera. Yo pienso que trabajar con gente difícil es con tu mismo equipo, ¿verdad? ¿Por qué, Lupita? Porque nos hemos dado cuenta ahora que cuando iniciamos al principio de esta gran empresa, pues no quiere decir que se pierde la humildad, pero nos olvidamos realmente cómo empezamos. Y un pin no cambia. Un pin te hace más humilde, te hace una persona, un líder más nato. Y es cuando nosotros olvidamos realmente de dónde venimos, Lupita. Eso es trabajar con gente difícil. Cuando ya empiezan a formar sus propios equipos individuales, cuando llega una persona ejecutivo o pasa tu rango, muchas veces ya no quiere depender de ti. Y eso es bueno en gran manera, ¿verdad? Porque formaron grandes líderes, pero tiene que haber ese liderazgo sin egoísmo, sin recelo, sin pleitos, porque esta carrera, todos nos hacemos psicólogos, enfermeros, médicos y consejeros, Lupita.
Muy cierto. Sí, es cierto. Eso sí. O sea, tienes mucha razón. So one of the things that Carmen says is that one of the things that she learned at the beginning when she became an EC and she became the first EC in Houston, it was the fact that the obstacle that actually was the more, it's not the most difficult, it's actually the more, the easiest one. Be able to understand that you need to work with difficult people. And, you know, like when you're working with people, it's like the most beautiful thing because people are just like, they're in the flow, right? They become part of the flow and they just start doing their own thing and all that. But sometimes we get, we forget about who we are and how we start this business. Because sometimes when we get the pin, when we get this small pin to tell us that we already are someone, a regional, a senior, whoever, we forgot who we are and we forgot things that we did at the beginning. So that's one of the things that we don't get when people are actually moving forward and they get, you know, like the small groups and their small staff and, you know, like people, they become to the same ring as you and all that. And people start like getting, you know, like jealous and they start getting like with difficulties and they get problems and all that. One of the things that you need to understand is that the most that you get people that they move forward, there has to be like with more, you know, like with more ethics, and that way they can be able to work together, like no problems, no nothing. Because like in this business, we become a psychologist, we become a medic, we become, you know, like nurses and all that kind of stuff because we help and we take care of each other at the end. And also we become part of the counseling and all that kind of stuff. And it's true. We need to be able to get together and be able to work so in that way we can be able to get to the next level, like all together as a whole. And one of the things that I tell to Carmen was that it's true. It is really, really true. Sometimes you get to this, you know, like it's really hard to work with people. It's hard, you know, and I see it in myself that sometimes you just get like really frustrated because you want it more than them, but you need to remember that this is the point that they need to do it themselves, not you. So let's move on to the next question. I want to be able to know one thing that you were able to accomplish thanks to Ambit, only one thing that you thought that you won't be able to do it if we're not because of Ambit. Quiero que me platiques una cosa, solamente una, de la cual tú creas que tú pudiste lograr gracias a Ambit, que tú piensas que si no hubiese sido por Ambit, no lo hubieses logrado nunca.
Muy buena pregunta, Lupita. y no difícil de contestar, pero me pones a pensar, o sea, ¿qué es lo que más he logrado, cierto?
Cierto.
La satisfacción, Lupita, de poder ayudar a muchísimas personas que han estado en mi misma situación. Una de esas es mi consultora Berlín Martínez, que tú conoces, y gracias a la influencia, digamos, de este proyecto, ella no solamente ha logrado metas, sino ha ayudado y bendecido a muchos niños en Honduras, formando un asilo, sino un lugar de protección a donde ella los pueda alimentar. Y esos han sido sus primeros años de ella, aportando, ¿verdad?, lo que Dios le ha dado. Pero para mí esa es mi respuesta, Lupita. Poder haber aportado y poder haber llegado con la persona exacta, porque para tener la red que uno tiene, tuviste que haber abierto una canasta de ostras, porque ese es un negocio de 1,000 ostras. Abres una, te dice que no, abres otra, dices que sí. Pero entre las 1,000 ostras, esa primera perla que llegas a encontrar, Posiblemente no sea directamente tu consultor, tu segundo o tercer nivel, pero te ha permitido que ese que llegó tercero o cuarto nivel te generó cientos y miles de consultores y miles de clientes. No solamente aquí, Japón, Canadá, Chicago, Illinois, que también trabajé allá, Lupita, tú lo sabes. Laredo, McAllen y aquí en Houston, ¿verdad? Que me ha permitido. Pero esa es una, Lupita, solamente esa. Poder no solamente pensar en mí, sino pensar en los demás, porque uno de los detalles más grandes que yo puedo vivir en mi vida es el servicio a los demás, Lupita.
Wow. Me dejas así sin palabras. Es like, esas cosas son las que a veces necesito escuchar, por eso me encanta hacer estas entrevistas. Like, okay. Literally, why? I mean, wow. Like, this is one of the things that I love the most about doing these interviews. Because I get to be able to hear this story. Let me share with you guys what she told me. So my question was, what was only one thing that she can be able to tell me that she was able to accomplish thanks to Ambit? The answer was, think that actually what is that one thing that I've been able to accomplish is that I have the satisfaction of the fact that I can be able to help hundreds of thousands of people, so they can be able to experience the same thing as me. One example that I want to be able to say is about Merlin. She's a consultant, she's a senior consultant, and she was able to build a place for kids that they can be able to be protected in Honduras, that she can be able to send money and they can be able to be fed and be dressed and they can be able to take care of them. That's one of the things that I admire about her, that I was able to add something to her life so in that way she can be able to accomplish this. We are in a business that they call it like a thousand of shells, so like seashells, so they can be able to find out where actually you're going to be able to find that pearl. That probably is not be directly to you, probably is going to be like one or two levels or a few more levels down that is going to come your consultant, and that's where you're going to be able to build something magnificent. Now you're going to be able to see from that they're going to be like thousands of customers, and you know that you need to be able to put a lot of hard work. It can be like from Canada to Japan. Like in my case, I was in Laredo, McAllen. I was working in Chicago, as you know. And one of the things that I can be able to say is that you put the hard work in. But one of the things that I see is that you can be able to think in others and you can be able to add value into other people's lives. So in that way, they can be able to accomplish what they want. And that's one of the things that I won't be able to accomplish without Ambit if I were, because I was, this is how I feel. So this is so powerful, Carmen. Yo sé que hay tantas cosas que quisiera yo decir y pensar y todo eso y se me hace así tu historia tan magnífica, tan hermosa, tan todo, con todo ese amor y todas esas cosas. Pero platícanos, ¿cómo es ese día que decidiste, sabes qué, Ambit lo es todo y me voy a dar el brinco con los dos pies? Porque yo sé que está el día en que te conviertes en consultora y el día que tú agarras y dices, ¿sabes qué? Lo voy a hacer de lleno, lo voy a hacer con todo. ¿Nos puedes platicar acerca de eso? Can you share with us that day that you actually were able to jump with both feet and you said, you know what, I'm going to do Ambit full time. I'm going to give up everything, and I'm going to do this. Can you please share with us how was that day? What was in your mind that makes you think that way?
Muy bien, Lupita. Fue, posiblemente les cause gracia, pero fue cuando Rigoberto Yepes me habló muy fuerte, ¿verdad? Porque somos amigos. Les había comentado acerca de mi separación. Yo inicié casi en el 2006, casi terminando, iniciando 2007 en Ambit. Rigos no solamente ha sido una persona que influyó mucho en mi vida, ha sido un gran amigo, un gran hermano. Y en esas venidas que él hacía, pues era muy difícil yo levantarme y hacer las cosas que siempre me han gustado hacer, pero yo sentía un poquito difícil este proyecto. Pero él fue muy perseverante, muy insistente. Conmigo trabajó a presión porque siempre trabajamos juntos como agentes de ventas. Y entonces para el año 2009, yo les voy a decir una cosa. Mi primer cheque de Ambi, los primeros 2 años, no llegaba ni a $3,000 al año, Lupita. Es sorprendente. Pero hasta que Rigo me dijo, Carmen, ya te escuché llorar, ya te escuché contarme toda tu historia de terror, ahora es tiempo de que te levantes. Para el 2009, cuando Rigo, en medio de mi situación, él venía hacia las presentaciones, me llegaban los cheques que realmente yo no sabía ni cómo llegaban, Lupita. El cheque residual, pero fue en el momento especial. Yo sé que a veces no podemos hablar de cantidades, pero eso yo no lo puedo callar, Lupita. Cuando yo regresé de limpiar casas en el año 2009, venía muy agotada y me llegaron varias cantidades que yo pensé que Andy se había equivocado. Entonces, le llamo a Rigo y le digo, Rigo, ¿sabes qué? Pues hay una cantidad que asciende casi como a ¿qué será? $5,000 o $6,000, ¿verdad? Que jamás yo en mi vida las había visto. Dice, bueno, ese es el trabajo por los clientes que ya están pagando su luz, de consultores que se han promovido. Yo aún no sabía ni qué eran los bonos promocionales ni nada, Lupita. Así que cuando me promoví a regional y senior, pues empezaba a ver también de ciertas cantidades. Bueno, el momento que yo levanté, Lupita, fue cuando decidí hacer tiempo completo a Ambi. Dejé la casa de limpiezas, vino la recesión en el 2009 y yo le pedí a Dios que ya no me dieran trabajo. Y empecé a ir a las casas que yo tenía porque era mi sueño poner una agencia de limpieza de casas y traía 2 personas trabajando conmigo, y incluyéndome mi persona. Y llegué a la casa de varias y había desempleo, me dejaron el cheque y yo le dije, gracias Dios mío, ¿verdad? Gracias. Entonces, las otras casas que me habían quedado, pues, han sido de gran bendición para mi hermana, mis sobrinas. Ellas las están trabajando. Yo no les cobré nada. Simplemente se las di porque yo puse mi esfuerzo y todo, pero cuando uno da, Dios le da más a uno, Lupita. Así que para el año 2009 fue cuando yo despegué, fui con una de mis patronas de trabajo y me despedí de ellas, lloraban, pero ¿por qué te vas? Pues porque ya encontré un trabajo que me permite estar más tiempo con mi hijo, dedicarme más a la salud. Y una de ellas empezó a ver que cambié el carro, me fui a un crucero, fui a Disneylandia, fui a diferentes cruceros y perfilé ya los primeros 5 años consecutivos para la revista Success con Home. Entre esos fuimos los primeros hispanos. Fue la primera revista, Lupita, la primera revista que salió en español y en inglés, con los perfiles en español e inglés, con Rigoberto Yepes, si tú te acuerdas, por ahí el 2011, 12. Y de ahí, pues, 5 años consecutivos, y eso me permitió también que mi red creciera más por mi testimonio, por la manera como hemos conducido el negocio, Rigo y yo, y la red más que nada. Y pues ese fue el momento que yo despegué, Lupita, cuando llegó esa cantidad que jamás yo había visto. Y yo le mentí a Rigo que ya había dejado limpieza de casas, pero no, porque era la falta de fe para hacer este proyecto. Así que a partir de 2009 empezaron ya cada año los ingresos más grandes y empecé a entender más el proyecto, empecé a hacer las presentaciones solas gracias a mi coach, a mi mentor Rigoberto Yepes, y pues formando líderes, Lupita, formando líderes, que entre esos hay consultores nacionales y ejecutivos en mi equipo que trabajan independiente, muchos lo conocen, me reservo los nombres también, y es una de las redes más grandes aquí en el área de Houston, Lupita.
Wow. Okay, so guys, oh God, I need to say this, and it's just like I'm still like I cannot believe what I'm about to say, what I just heard. So let me explain what she said. So 2006, it was at the point that Rigo, he talked to me really strong. For me, it was at this point, it was really, really difficult because
it was just like too much. I was going through my second divorce. It was like literally hard for me to be able to get up, right? So the first 2 years, I know that we cannot be able to say it about like how much we get and all that, but the first 2 years in Ambit, I was doing about $3,000 on a yearly basis. And, you know, like it was really hard, right? But one day when Rigo like sit down with me and he, as I said, he's strong. He was talking to me really strong. He told me, I already listened to your cry. I already listened to your horror story. Now I want you to get up and level up. So that was really strong statement for me. So I was doing a lot of stuff. I was coming back from cleaning houses. And then one day I was just getting money out of nowhere. And I thought that Ambi was making mistakes. I was getting like several checks and all that. And then one day I realized that I get about $5,000 to $6,000 in receivable. Plus I get another check with bonuses because of the promos. And it was a separate check about the same amount. And that's when I get up, and I was like, I was able to do it. At this point, it was like about 2009, you know, the recession and all that kind of stuff. I was having the dream to have my own business, I mean, cleaning business. I was working already with two people, but they were doing this business with me, the cleaning business. And you know, like I was able to leave, and you know, like I leave the business, I put it, I give it to my sister and my nieces. Now they take care of that. You know, when you give, you need to be able to receive. The more you give, the more that you're gonna receive, right? So one of the things that I see is that, you know, I mean, I was doing this, and I was one day. I was there, and I was talking with one of my, you know, like the ladies that I was working for. And I remember I was crying, and she told me, why you're crying? And then I told her, because I can be able to find, I was able to find something else, but it would take me what I want to be in life, that I can be able to be more time with my son, that I can be able to do more. You know, at this point, we were like already being in the Success from Home magazine. It was the first time that it was a cover with all Hispanic leaders, and I was able to put my testimonial and be there as well. And it was the first magazine, which that was bilingual, actually. I was there, and you know, I was able to be there, and that's one of the things that I see it, that it was the most powerful thing. Sometimes I was even thinking that I'm not going to be able to make it happen, but I was already lying, saying that I already was giving everything up and I was doing it full time, which it wasn't true. And you know why? Because it was not enough faith, because I wasn't able to find the faith. So in that way, I can be able to do everything. And, you know, I was able to do this when I see myself that I was going to do it, and I was by myself. And, you know, this, it happens because you're working really hard, because you're doing more stuff, because you're forming more leaders and more people. And, you know, there's like a lot of executives and nationals in my downline. I'm just going to not say the names because, you know, this is what happened. And that's when I start that, when now I see the things that I was able to achieve, and everything just start when I was able to find the strength to make it happen. So that it's so true. Sometimes it's not the fact that you don't know how to do things. It's not the fact that you don't know how to be able to get the customer, the consultant, and what to say and all that. Sometimes it's that you don't feel that you can be able to actually achieve, that you can be able to do it. It's true, like the lack of faith. And it feels like, oh, like, yes, it's true. You can be able to go and achieve everything you want. You can be able to have everything that you deserve. Just have faith. Be faithful. Sí, o sea, hay veces que se nos olvida todo eso, ¿no? O sea, la falta de la fe, la falta de...
de decir, de que puedes, o sea, porque puedes tener absolutamente toda la capacidad de saber cómo meter a un cliente, un consultor y todo eso, y lo único que te hace falta es eso, la fe, no otra cosa, porque puedes agarrar y lograr absolutamente todo lo que tú quieras, nada más es que tengas esa fe en ti de que puedes lograrlo. No, goodness, Carmen, yo sé que hay muchísimas más cosas que decir y lo demás, y nos podemos aquí estar toda la noche y todo eso, pero dime una cosa, ¿cómo fue que cambió tu mentalidad para que pudieras llegar a donde estás? ¿Qué fue lo que hiciste? ¿Cuáles son los pasos a seguir para llegar un día y siquiera ser un poquito de Carmen Flores? Can you please share how was that you were able to switch your mentality? How is that you were able to get where you are right now? And how we can be able to be at some point, you know, a little bit, be able to have a little bit of the knowledge of Carmen Flores?
Los pasitos los acabas de mencionar, Lupita. Le llamamos nosotros pasitos de bebé, ¿verdad? Es uno de los lemas de Rigo. Es que no hay ciencia para poder hacer esto, Lupita. Es solamente repetir las dos frases, los dos lemas de nuestra empresa, ayudar y enseñar y repetir lo mismo. O sea, tienes que estar siempre en lo básico, vas avanzando ciertos niveles, pero tienes que regresar a lo básico. Por eso yo amo a Ambi, porque no estás reinventando la rueda, no estás reinventando cosas que posiblemente tú quieres hacer un trabajo diferente a lo que Ambi nos ha enseñado. Pero uno de los pasos más grandes es regresar a lo básico, Lupita. Siempre, siempre a lo básico. Ayudar y enseñar, ayudar y enseñar. Y pues nunca me he cansado de hacer lo mismo, porque cuando tú amas y disfrutas este proyecto, las cosas se te hacen fáciles, Lupita. Y una de las razones también más grandes, como segundo punto, Lupita, es que cuando haces el one-on-one, tienes que disfrutarlo, tienes que repetirlo. No te aburre, no te molesta, porque vives el momento. Y yo creo que es una de las partes más importantes que todos nos olvidamos, el momento. Mantener el momento, sentirlo como si fuera tu primera presentación. Y cada vez que hago yo un one-on-one es como si fuera mi primera presentación, Lupita. Yo lo disfruto.
Oh, my goodness. That's so true. Es muy cierto. So, what she said is that baby steps. I was already explaining that. And she said that that's the only thing that we need to do. Baby steps. There is nothing else. We need to help and teach and repeat. Help, teach, and repeat. We always need to be able to go back to the basics. This is one of the things that I love the most, is because I can be able to be there. You don't have to reinvent nothing. You don't have to go and reinvent the wheel. You don't have to do nothing. You always progress. You level up. You become a regional senior to all the levels and all that kind of stuff. But you need to be able always go back to the basics. Always. The things that help you, you need to teach others so they can help them. And one of the things that you need to remember is that you need to be able to enjoy every single time that you're doing a presentation, every single time that you're doing a one-on-one. That's one of the things that you need to be able to fall in love with. Doing the presentation, do those little things, do those little basic steps. Baby steps. There is nothing more that you need to do but the baby steps. You help and you teach and repeat. Help, teach, and repeat. That's the only thing that you need to do. So in that way, you can be able to achieve anything you want. Oh, my gosh. Es un honor de veras el tenerte aquí conmigo. Y no sabes lo mucho que aprecio que hayas estado aquí con nosotros. Yo sé que por cuestiones de tiempo, pues ya tomamos una hora completa de tu, ¿cómo se llama?, valioso tiempo y lo demás. Pero una cosa, por último, ¿verdad? ¿Qué es lo que esperas en un futuro? ¿Cuáles son las metas de Carmen Flores? I know, I understand that time is already passed, already is like an hour probably, so. And I want you guys to be able to be like so. I mean, I enjoy being with you guys as well, and the fact that you guys are being so patience with me and all the translation and all that. But I want to know, what are the next steps for Carmen Flores, the next goals, what you're expecting to do in the future?
Mis metas, Lupita, realmente que no solamente me he propuesto este tiempo, sino yo pienso que todos los que estamos aquí queremos alcanzar un nivel más alto, ya sea regional, sea cine o nacional, del Club de Millonarios. Una de las cosas que me he limitado ahorita ha sido pues las cuestiones de mi salud. Hoy precisamente estaba hablando con un consultor que aprecio mucho y me dijo, ¿sabes, Carmen? Ese millón y esa parte de consultor nacional han sido casi 3 años que yo no he trabajado, Lupita, por cuestiones de reposo, por cuestiones de la salud, ¿verdad? Entonces, una de mis metas principales, no solamente yo alcanzar la mía, Lupita, sino poder ver que mis consultoras que han quedado ahí, lleguemos juntas a las metas, que lleguemos juntas a consultores nacionales, lleguemos juntas al millón, y si Dios me lo permite, el próximo año estaré en el Club de Millonarios. Entonces, pues mi meta principal, Lupita, lo que yo más deseo y lo que más anhelo, que me pueda mantener aquí en este proyecto que me ha dado tanto, que me ha bendecido tanto. Una de las metas principales también son mis oraciones para todos ustedes, para los dueños de la empresa. Una de mis metas principales es seguir sirviendo a Dios, seguir sirviendo a mi prójimo en este proyecto, porque en estos tiempos que nosotros, Lupita, hemos estado enclaustrados en nuestros hogares por la pandemia y todo lo que ha sucedido, es una muestra más grande de que AMBI funciona, de que AMBI nos ha dado tanto a pesar de las circunstancias que se están viviendo, a pesar de que hay tantos desempleos, AMBI nos ha abierto las puertas y las ventanas de oportunidad. Mi meta, Lupita, son metas así bien personales, físicas, estar bien de salud, que es lo principal para poder ofrecer a mis consultores lo que siempre he dado, mi energía. Esa es una de mis metas principales, Lupita, recuperar totalmente mi salud para poder dar lo que siempre he tenido aquí, porque muchas veces no podemos dar lo que no tenemos, pero ya como consultores natos y ya de experiencia tenemos mucho, pero mientras te falta la salud, te va a faltar todo. Así que mi meta es recuperar mi salud para que lo demás fluya y principalmente les insto, Lupita, a que tanto tú como todos los que están aquí pongan a Dios en primer lugar en sus negocios, ayuden a cientos de personas, no cambien, este proyecto cambia la vida económica, física, todo, pero el carácter, la integridad y la humildad que nunca cambien cada uno de ustedes.
Muy cierto, perdón, estaba yo teniendo las notas y además para poder traducir. It's so true. I'm sorry, I was making notes, so in that way I can be able to translate. So one of the things that she said, it was that her goals, probably they are like bigger and brighter and all that, but one of the things that she knows is that she wants to get to the next level and all that kind of stuff. She wants to be able to get there, but as well, like, she understands that for about 3 years she hasn't been actually working and being there. But the most important thing for her is that not only the fact that she can be able to achieve hers, but also she wants to be able to take her team, her consultants, all the people around her to be able to, so they can be able to achieve their own. I want them all together get to accomplish all their goals. And there's a lot of goals for everybody. And one of the things that she wants to be able to emphasize is that she wants to be able to continue serving God and serving her neighbors, so in that way she can be able to get there. Ambit was able to give her a lot. And it works. Ambit works and works a lot because although that we are having like all these issues that unemployment and like the system and the current situation, inflation, et cetera, COVID, all the 2 years that it's been already and all that kind of stuff, we know that we're still receiving a lot from this opportunity. We all know that we're still having like this huge blessing that is Ambit, and her personal goal is to be able to have a better health, that she can be able to recover, so in that way she can be able to give more, because remember, there is this quote that says that you cannot give something that you don't have, and with health, you can be able to recuperate everything. So one of the things that she wants to set that is as well, like, we can be able to become a better version. We can be able to accomplish more. We can be able to get more and change financially and change in other things. The thing that we can be able to understand is that we need to keep the same in matter of integrity, character, and be humble. We need to be able to still humble, and we need to be able to be that person. So in that way, we can be able to become a better version of ourselves. So, oh my goodness, I truly appreciate the fact that you were here with us, Carmen. Muchísimas gracias. ¿Tienes algo más que quieras añadir a a la gente que nos está escuchando? Thank you so much for being here. Believe me, I really appreciate the fact that you're here with us. There is something else that you want to add to the people that is hearing right now that are here with us?
Al contrario, Lupita, muchísimas gracias. Y solamente los dejo con estas palabras. Recuerden que lo que sacrifiquen hoy lo van a disfrutar mañana. Solamente hay que pagar el precio, pero hay que pagarlo con alegría, no con tristeza y no con presión, porque las cosas vienen por añadidura. Gracias, Lupita. Que Dios bendiga a cada uno de ustedes. Espero abrazarlos por allá en Ambition. Espero caminar ya un poquito mejor, pero espero encontrarnos allá, Lupita, y aún todas las personas que están aquí en esta gran conferencia. Que Dios bendiga sus vidas, sus familias, y confíen siempre en la promesa que Dios nos ha dado, que nunca nos desamparará, aún en las adversidades, las circunstancias que estemos viviendo. Siempre Él está al control de toda nuestra vida. Gracias, Lupita, por la invitación. Bendiciones también a cada uno de los grupos del habla inglés. Que Dios los bendiga, Lupita.
No, gracias. Muchísimas gracias, Carmen. Well, the only thing is that I just remember that everything that you do is going to come back to you, that is going to give you, like, the best. So just remember that cause, effect, and consequence, so in that way you can be able to get even more. Just I hope that everybody can be able to get where they want to be at, and I hope that I can be able to see everybody in Ambition. Hopefully I can be able to be better by that time, so in that way we can be able to hug each other and see each other there. Hopefully I can be able to walk a lot better by that time, and I can't wait to see you all there, and I hope that everybody gets blessed this night, and all the teams and all that. I wish the best for everybody. So thank you so much, everybody, to being here with me. I truly appreciate the fact that you were able to join me a whole hour. You and I, you know, like, we're going to end up being bilingual at the end of all this, hopefully, so in that way we can be able to enjoy the teachings and the knowledge and, you know, like, the wisdom of all these speakers. We have, like, a huge team in Spanish, and I want you guys to be able to think that anybody can be able to be successful. So don't take for granted the person that you know that probably don't know much English and all that. You guys know that you have the superpower to go and talk to these leaders, so in that way they can be able to show what you know about Ambit. Just think about it. What if you have a Lupita Flores or Carmen Flores in your business? Don't let the language be a barrier for you to be able to bless somebody. So think about that. What if you get someone that they have that hunger, that burning passion, so in that way they can be able to get to the next level? Do it for them and do it for yourself. Take advantage of all the leaders that they already make it happen, that they already have article write down about their story, their profile in the magazines.
Think about like all these people that they can be able to do it. Use your app. If you can be able to change the settings into Spanish, you can share the videos in Spanish. You can share the documents in Spanish and all that. Give me a call. Give a call to Carmen. Give a call to all these leaders who speak Spanish. So in that way, you guys can be able to double your business and be able to get them, to get the customers, to go and help them out. If you truly do this, guys, you have no idea how many people they are looking for an opportunity like this. You guys know that this company, Ambit, you can be able to work with a social security number or with IT number. If you don't have a social security number, they can be able to start a business with their IT. What it means is they have the number, so they can be able to do their taxes. If they have that number, they're good to go. So, guys, don't think that the sky is the limit. Remember that after that, it's a huge universe. We don't even know, like, where they're going to end. So think about that. Let that sink in. So in that way, you guys can be able to move forward. And don't forget that Ambition is coming up. Make the arrangements. Go down there. If you guys are doubting, remove the doubts and just go. Remember, the best is yet to come. And you can be able to be down there, have the opportunity to experience this magnificent event. And besides, it's been 2 years. I haven't been in an in-person Ambition. So come on. I want to see more people down there. Make sure you guys get their ticket because really, really soon, I don't remember when, but they're going to close the sign-in. So you need to be able to get your ticket now. So in that way, you can be able to get there and as well, like, get the arrangements for the place and all that kind of stuff. Team up with people so in that way they can be able to be down there. I truly appreciate the time that you were able to spend with me tonight. I want to be able to open up the line so in that way you guys can be able to say goodbye to Carmen, and I will see you next week.